Welcome to this podcast, Speed Learning English. My name is Sven, and with me again is...
Hello, my name is Richard.
Hi, Richard. Nice to meet you again. Today, we want to introduce our family. We want to introduce our colleagues. We want to talk about useful phrases in English to introduce other people. So if I meet you and I want to introduce my sister Sarah to you, I would say, hello, Richard, this is my beautiful sister. Her name is Sarah, and she's single at the moment, looking for a nice guy. What about you? Can you just tell her what you do, how much money you earn, and if you are willing to have children in the future? Would that be a good approach?
No, I wouldn't suggest this approach. Why? I think for the first approach, it's too personal. Do you want to have children? And so on and so forth. This is too personal. I would introduce her by just stating her name, by saying, for example, hello, I would like to introduce my sister Sarah, or please meet Sarah. And or if you are more informal, this is Sarah. So I would like to introduce and please meet are phrases you could perfectly use in a formal setting, but also perfectly use in an informal setting. This is quite informal. Then I would mention my name. This is Richard, and then that's quite it. Because if you want to introduce somebody to somebody, someone else, you don't need to elaborate too much. Why? The aim is that these people get to know each other better. How do they do that? If they lead the conversation. So I would go with introducing the lady first, and then saying the male's name, and then quite ushering them into a conversation by connecting communalities or something like that. But please don't ask questions as in, do you want children?
Okay, so you mentioned, please meet Sarah, for example, or Sarah, please meet Richard. So for somebody who is a native speaker of German, this might sound like, please go and have a date together. So this is not the case what please meet means in English. So the significance is just to please get to know, introduce, or please, I want to introduce somebody to you. Please meet Mr. or Mrs. XYZ.
That's correct.
Okay. Now you were talking about introducing women first. So if you have an informal setting, for example, meeting a family or introducing your family members, what would be the order? Women first, then depending on from young to old, or from the oldest woman first, and then children, and then males, and always from old to young? Or what would you suggest? If you have your grandparents, your parents, your sister, and your nephew, for example.
So I think the question is leading to the etiquette. So there's a general rule. The first rule is, if there's a female person involved, you should always, in the Western world, you should always introduce the female person firstly, and then the male person secondly. In the case of order, for example, if you have an older person or with a younger person, we use the phrase higher ranking person and lower ranking person. I think that's quite easy to remember. So if you are older, you introduce the older person firstly, and then the younger, the lower ranking person lastly. So, and that's what you also do if you have a senior professional and a junior professional. So you would say, please meet the CEO of the company. This is Mr. Richardson, who's also within the analyst department. So you always introduce a higher ranking person first, and then the lower ranking person. Another example would be, grandma, this is my neighbor, Richard.
Okay. Yes, that's very helpful information, because this ranking, which some people don't care about etiquette by, but I'm convinced that in nowadays it's getting more and more important in emails, on WhatsApp or Messenger services. And of course, in real life, etiquette is a sign of good education, and it's a sign of respect. And we come back to what we said in the last episode, that everybody wants to be treated with respect. So, yeah, you said this is the order in the Western countries or in the Western world. What about the rest? What about Asia, for example, Arabian countries, or maybe East European countries? Are you aware of any difference there?
In these countries that you mentioned, or these geographical areas, the gender distinction is not as on the forefront as in the Western world. For example, if you are in a country such as Japan, there you would go with a seniority distinction. So you would then really go after higher ranking person, lower ranking person. Then you also have countries which are more religiously influenced, where you then also have then the gender distinction upside down, where you then would have the higher ranking person also again, then not as in the Western world with a female, but upside down. And there would lie the distinction.
Okay. Well, if I get you right, it's always a question of cultural understanding. So if I welcome somebody in a German company, somebody from another country, somebody from another culture, am I expected to adapt myself to the person's culture, or can I just live my culture the way it is? Because the question I always ask myself is, when I travel as a guest or as a business traveler to another country, of course, I inform myself about the routines and rules and regulations that are common there. On the other side, if somebody travels to Germany to start business with a German company, or maybe talking about common projects, I would expect the other person that comes to my country to be aware of our special culture as well. For example, in Germany, and this is something even Germans do not know, the woman decides if she wants to reach the hand to welcome somebody or not. And if the woman doesn't reach the hand, it's not the man to reach the hand first. I mean, at the moment, this is no question anyway, but normally the woman decides about distance and contact, even in business situations, or especially in business situations. And, you know, women are treated in the Western countries in certain ways differently than in other countries. What would you say? Do I, as a German who welcomes somebody from another country, from another culture, do I have to adapt, or can I relax and feel more comfortable by using my routines and rules and traditions here?
With introductions, it's generally the aim of good introductions is to create a good first impression. In a corporate setting, give a professional image and present your company in the best possible light. So if you do not adapt to the other part, or to your partner that is from a foreign country or foreign culture, it may look ignorant, and people are very sensitive to these aspects in the 21st century nowadays. And I believe with the access of internet and being able to get information about other cultures within seconds, it's not too much of a work to ask somebody to adapt to another culture. The aim of that is to have good, to create a good first impression, professional image, and to represent your company in the best possible light. If you do not do that, and you are not willing to adapt to that foreign culture, you may also do that, but then you have to remember and certainly know that you will not have a good first impression, do not give a professional image, and will likely not represent your company in the best possible light.
I see. This makes perfect sense to me, to have the aim to have a good first impression and to present my company in a positive light. Okay, Richard, thank you very much for this information, for this feedback. And yeah, this episode comes to an end. Thank you very much for being here with us. And speak to you next week then.
Thank you, Sven. It was wonderful to speak with you. And the podcast was very well done. Thank you.
Yes, and if you, dear podcast listener, have any questions about the content, or if you want to improve your English or any other language, just contact us on info@speedlearning.academy. Bye for now, and hear you next week.